Yeah, they're on their way. But the question is, where are they going? 720 WGN, John Landecker at 910. Welcoming to the broadcast, my very good friend, Rick Kempfer. Good evening, Rick.
Good evening. How are you, John?
Just the sound of your voice makes me so anticipate. I'm in anticipation of this conversation. Just hearing the sound of Rick's voice, it's like, "Hi, John. How are you?" Because
I'm buckling up right now.
You know where this is headed.
I do.
Because it always seems to pop up. I mean,
yeah.
Decade after decade after decade. Which I find, you know that I've always found this to be very puzzling. But at any rate, it's puzzling support for bad teams that have bad records. That's just puzzling to me. Anyway, but then, you know, there's an exception to everything, and the Chicago Cubs are certainly that. And you are a great Chicago Cub fan, and you have written a really awesome book that people should get called Every Cub Ever. And when...
Yeah,
I say every Cub ever. It is every Cub ever from starting
literally
starting in what year again?
1871 all the way until current day.
There
actually,
you go.
I'm updating it for this Christmas for the new version that comes out.
Very smart marketing there.
I've been working on it all day. So,
And where would one purchase this item?
Well, one would purchase it at Eckhart's Press, ECKHARTZPress.com. It's available there, along with other great books, like A Records Truly Is My Middle Name by John Records Landecker, which Records is not in quotes.
Right. By the way, full disclosure, Rick, you know, we have to have transparency now. So Rick was my radio producer for at least 10 years and is the publisher of my book. Thank you. But that's not why we're here. No, we're not.
No.
Because an article.
trying to throw you off your game.
An article appeared. It says, so the Cubs have been losing quite a bit. And I joined this article. Naturally, with all this losing, a press box debate raged last week over whether this Cubs team is the worst in franchise history. NBC Sports Chicago Gordon Whittemeyer, who has covered the Cubs since 2007, maintained it indeed is worthy of this dubious honor.
Nonsense.
The writer of this article agrees with you that it isn't, and in support of their argument, lists at least five other teams from different eras that could easily qualify, I guess, if there were some sort of contest as to the worst team in
if
the
any
history.
Any team would have that contest. It would be the Cubs.
Yeah, and people would take pay attention. So, since I know that you know all this stuff, I'm hoping that I can just sort of say to you one of these teams and you can at least provide something that you know about them. Does that make sense? All right, let's go.
Yeah,
sure. All right. Now, this is in no particular order.
Okay.
1949. Ah, what a great year.
Oh, boy. So have you ever seen that Norman Rockwell painting of the Cubs manager with his hand in his face and everyone looking really sad?
It's a famous
Norman Rockwell painting.
Yes, it is.
That was done in 1949. Mm-hmm. Just to give you an idea of what it was like in 49. They had two managers, that guy, Charlie Grimm, and another guy named Frankie Frisch, who was later fired for reading a novel during the game.
You just can't make up Cub history. You just can't.
No, you cannot.
There's no way. What was their record? Does it say,
I don't know off the top of my head, but I know they finished in eighth place that year.
The Cubs lost 35 games by 5 runs or more. And wow. And on July 6th, fell 23-4 to the Cincinnati Reds in a game that only lasted 2 hours and 45 minutes. Wow.
Wow. Wow.
All right. Now, there's one team that is possibly in the running. We will examine, okay. We will take a break with Rick and examine further the sad legacy of some Chicago Cubs seasons on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, John Landecker, thank you so much for joining us. Rick Kempfer, my good friend, is on the line. He's a great Cubs fan, has been for his entire life, and the author of numerous books about the Cubs, including one great one that's out now, The Worst Cubs Lineup. No, wait a minute. That's not it. Called Every Cub Ever.
He's doing a terrible job of promoting this book.
His upcoming book, The Worst Cub Lineups of All Time, will not be available.
A good one. That could be fun.
Okay. That would be good, actually.
Yeah.
Would you take each individual position? Or, you know what I mean? Like an all-star?
That would be really fun.
Like an all-star bad Cubs lineup?
Yeah, that's fun. I may steal that. I could put
Go right ahead. You know, please steal it. At any rate, now the hypothetical question being posed by this article today is: this current Cubs team, is it the worst Cubs team of all time? Well, there's disagreement about that. However, there's no disagreement about the examples that were being put in this article. Let's go to 1962. This even just sounds bad right off the top. College of Coaches. I'm like, oh, please. Really? 1962.
Yeah. They had a rotating group of coaches that would, you know, like for a week, Joe would be in charge. For a week, Fred would be in charge. And then coaches would switch off being the head manager. And needless to say, it didn't go well.
Whose idea was that? I mean,
that was the idea of P.K. Wrigley, the owner of the team. But you know, in fairness to him, the 20 years before that, this is the I wrote this down for you. These are the standings where the Cubs were in the standings: 6th, 8th, 7th, 8th, 5th, 7th, 7th, 6th, 8th, 7th, 5th, 5th, 7th. 7th, 7th, 9th, 7th, 8th, 8th, and 10th.
So, you know, I love it. I love it.
It's worth a shot, right?
Right. Let's go to 19. We got a few more teams we have to reckon with.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to 1966. Quote: "This ain't an eighth place club."
That's what Leo DeRocher said when he was hired.
Yes.
To be the manager, and he was right. They were a 10th place club.
In August.
They finished 36 games out of first place that year.
Wow. I didn't even know that was possible.
It's not, really.
And DeRocher ripped the bullpen phone off the dugout wall at the Astrodome?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Good times.
Yeah, good times with Leo, the lip.
Yeah.
Okay, moving right along, because I'm having fun doing this. 1981, saved by the strike.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the strike year, and the Cubs that year. This is my vote for the worst team ever.
Really?
Because the strike came after the 52nd game of the season. Mm-hmm. And they were already, now this is a 52 games, they were already 17 and a half games out of first place. That's almost impossible. If you were playing center field, as you mentioned earlier, they would have done better than that.
Oh, well, now wait a minute. So how many games in total did they play that year?
Well, there was a strike in the middle of the season, and they had like a first half of the season and a second half of the season.
Okay.
And the team that finished in first in each half would make the playoffs, and of course the Cubs did not make the playoffs.
Well, it says here in 103 games they went 38-65.
Which, yeah, that's fairly bad.
You know, that's not going to get you in even as a wild card. There's just no way.
No.
No. wait a minute. I want to make sure. Okay, we got the eighth place club. We got that out of there. Saved by the Strike. 1999. Ed Lynch's Reckoning.
Right. This was the year after, remember, the Cubs made it into the wild card with Kerry Wood and Sammy Sosa. And they signed all these old players who brought them to the playoffs. And then the next year, they remembered they were old and they were horrible all year long. And I just looked this up today. The pitchers, the Cubs pitchers that year, gave up 220 home runs.
Wow.
That's, you know, in 162 games. That is terrible.
Holy mackerel.
Beyond belief how terrible that is.
That still stands, doesn't it, as a record?
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
Wow, unbelievable. All right. Last but not least in this list is 2013 Tanking 101.
Right, so I'm going to take issue with this one being on there because that year was when Theo Epstein was hired, and we all kind of knew that he was doing it on purpose. And we were hopeful that good things were going to come, and in fact, they did.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You knew that he was doing what on purpose?
Losing. And we knew he was losing on purpose so that he could get a better draft pick, and we were all over it.
Is that what you tell yourself? Is that how the logic goes?
We tried everything else.
Is that the denial? That's the denial that the Cub fan has? Listen, they're losing. Of course they want to lose because then they're going to get a better draft pick or whatever. They'll, you know,
denial
they'll have
to
pick
is not just a river in Egypt.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's the only one I take issue with. The rest of his choices were excellent. And I will say, 1950s. They went an entire decade without having a winning season or even finishing in the top half of the division.
Wow.
So if you want to give it a decade, the 1950s were the worst.
Is the worst of all of them. And I am definitely not going to dispute your opinion because I don't know anybody, including the Ricketts or players or managers, that knows more about the Chicago Cubs than you do, Rick Kempfer. I am telling you, it is absolutely your dedication is amazing to this team. Just amazing. Now, how are the boys doing? Are they following you in this rabbit hole of Cub history?
My youngest one does. Sean, my youngest, is in college now, but he's the Cub fan. The other two don't care. I think rightfully so.
Well, they've seen what it's done to their father, and
exactly. Yeah, I could have cured cancer. Who knows what I could have accomplished if I used my time more wisely.
So, following that logic that you just used, they're losing on purpose.
Yeah,
is that also why they traded away everybody?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what they're doing right now.
Is that they traded away great players so that they can lose.
Right. So they can get new great players. Don't you understand the logic here?
Not really. I mean, I can understand, like, you know, you hear about, you hear some football stories when it gets towards the end of a season that, you know, fans are like, well, if they lose, we'll get a better draft pick. But, you know, if you're a player, you can't play to lose. You can't play to lose. That's ridiculous. So,
no, that's why they went and got minor league players.
Jesus.
That's why the roster is filled with minor leaguers right now.
So next year, they're going to come back with all sorts of great new players? Is that the deal?
No. No, I'm thinking it's going to be another 2-3 years. But then, John, buckle up. In 3 years, look out.
You heard it first. Oh, wow. Well, you know, it's still fun at the ballpark. Gotta say, it still is.
I'm going tomorrow.
You know, I knew you would be. You know, you can't beat Wrigley Field, I have to say. I mean, it is.
No, that is true.
It's obviously because You see the crowd show up, and you know what the team's like, so obviously they're getting some satisfaction from something, and I think it's like the ambiance of Wrigley Field and the neighborhood and all of that. So, well, Rick, thank you so much for being with us here. Once again, I want to remind everybody, Rick's book is called Every Cub Ever. It's available on Eckhart's Press, and it's being updated as we speak for the holidays, which are almost upon us.
That's right.
The perfect stocking stuffer. Say hello to Britt. Say hello to Britt.
You can have a big stocking.
Well, you know, they come in all sizes. Say hello to Bridget and all of your offspring for me, okay?
I will. Thanks, John.
All right. Thanks, Rick.